Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Last week we celebrated Valentine's Day and we expressed our love for those that we love. I know for some that's a painful day because maybe they're not involved in a relationship. And in fact, I heard someone say several years ago, Valentine's Day is actually Singles Awareness Day. And I've been there many Valentine's Days in my life, so I totally understand that. But you know, I was reflecting on love last week, though, and thinking about what God says about love in the Bible, I realized that after almost 17 years in ministry, a lot of people who consider themselves Christians really don't know how much God loves them. I'll say that again. I really believe there's a lot of followers of Jesus that really, truly don't know how much God loves them. In fact, I think it's really challenging for us to have hope in our lives, which Hope Is Here is all about, without knowing how much God loves you. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13 tells us, "Now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." Since the Bible tells us that love is the greatest, then I think it's important to know how much God truly loves us. And I'm so thankful that God pursues us from Genesis to Revelation, just trying to tell us in the Bible how much he loves us. And you know, 1 John 4:19 tells us that the whole reason we can actually really love others is because God modeled love for us. 1 John 4:19 says, "We love because God first loved us." And I'm so thankful that I serve a God that modeled love. John 3:16, a lot of us know that verse. You see it at sporting events all the time. Even people that are not followers of Jesus will know John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And I say that to you today to just remind you how much God loves you. And once again, he modeled love for us when he gave his one and only son. Yet, one of the things that God really clearly spoke to me several years ago when I was on staff at Northeast Christian Church was I was reading the book of John in chapter 3. And of course, as I said, but most everybody probably listens to Hope Is Here on a regular basis is familiar with 16. But verse 17 in chapter 3 says, "For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Jesus." And I think so many of us just think God is up there in heaven with a ruler or something just waiting to tap us on the knuckles. And I guess I'm showing my age there when I say that, but teachers could do that, and or they would tap on your desk to get your attention and things. And we feel like God's maybe that teacher up in the sky or that referee waiting to call a foul on us for messing up. And yet it said God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. And in verse 18, it goes on to say, if you believe in Jesus, you're not condemned. And so I just think somebody listening today needs to know that, how much God loves you. And I really, truly believe you can't have hope and you can't love others until you know how much you're loved. I've shared this over and over in the 2 years and 2 months that I've been doing Hope Is Here, but the number one thing I've seen in almost 17 years of ministry, both full-time and bivocationally the last few years, is that people are harder on themselves than God is. They don't understand how much God loves them. And that if you didn't do one more thing to serve God, that he would still love you because of what Jesus did. Yet because we love God, we love to serve him, and we know faith without actions is dead. But I want to remind you today that you may think that no one loves you. Maybe Valentine's Day was a really tough day for you last week. But I want to remind you today that God does love you. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 reminds us, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God." And that is what we are. Isn't that just amazing to see? I mean, people think, ah, oh, I don't want to read the Bible. It's boring. I mean, how powerful is that? See what great love, not just what love that our Heavenly Father has for us, but what great love the Heavenly Father has lavished on us. Man, how about that word, lavished on us? Just pours all over us that we should be called the children of God. And then just to make sure that we get it, goes on to say, and that is what we are. And so I want to remind you today, that is what you are. If you surrendered your one and only life to Jesus, whether you did it like me as a 12-year-old child or rededicated your life like I did at the age of 26 after I kind of wandered off from God, and just want to remind you, that's what you are. You're not just a man or a woman or a son or a daughter, a mom or a dad, a brother or a sister, a husband or wife, single, divorced, widowed. You're not just a business owner or an employee, or you're not just employed or unemployed. You're not tall or vertically challenged like me, skinny or hefty like me, beautiful hair or follically challenged like me. That's not what you are. You are a child of God, and you are loved. And I want you to say that out loud with me right now. I am a child of God, and I am loved. Let's say it again. I am a child of God, and I am loved. Friends, I think that could really change your world. If when you got up in the mornings and you started to brush your teeth or turn that water on in the shower, once you stepped in the shower and you just started saying, I am a child of God, and I am loved. I am a child of God, and I am loved. The battlefield is in our mind. You start replacing the junk that's in your mind, the lies from the enemy, and hey, I'm tired, and not that you're not tired, but then we start going from, man, I'm so tired, to just all the things that are going wrong in our life or things we have failed at. And when you replace that with, I am a child of God and I am loved, you say that out loud three times, that'll get your engine going and help you just seize the day, carpe diem, as the saying goes. But I love that all throughout the Bible, God reminds us how much he loved us. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 8 says, for while we were still weak, at the right time, Jesus Christ died for the ungodly. But God proved his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now, some of you listening, and man, I'm so thankful. I know there's people just scan the radio and they come upon us when listening. I've had several people tell me that maybe knew me from high school or back before I got into ministry at the age of 38. So say, oh, I was just scanning the radio and I wind up listening and you said your name at the end, Greg Horn. I'm like, oh my gosh, I know him. And you, some of you may be listening and it's just by accident. Maybe you're not a follower of Jesus yet. But God's already saying that while we were still sinners, that Jesus died for us. It's not just something we celebrate at Christmas with the birth of Jesus like we did just a few months ago and sing all those great Christmas songs that talk about the birth of Jesus away in a manger. And just there's so many great Christmas songs. Then we have Easter coming up here in about 3 months, 2.5 months, that we remember how much God loved us and that he sent his best, his one only son, Jesus, who died a brutal death on a cross for us. But so thankful that 3 days later, the tomb was empty and death had been conquered. And it's just that great reminder today that you're never going to be good enough if you're waiting to be, quote, perfect before you come to Jesus. Friends, you'll never get there. As I used to hear Wayne Smith say all the time, if you wait to go downtown, if you're waiting for all the lights, the stoplights to turn green, you'll never get there. I love Wayne's laugh, and it's so true. I mean, I can think how many times I've driven down Nicholasville Road trying to come maybe from Chick-fil-A or something to go downtown or go to UK, and I cannot remember, I think maybe one time in 25 years that I've gotten, well, there's like 10 lights at least that I've gotten on a roll there and gotten almost all the lights. I don't think I've ever gotten the lights. And same thing, if you're waiting to become perfect, to feel loved by God and accepted by him, friends, it's just not going to happen. So I want to encourage you to come to Jesus today. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10 says, this love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. I love that. The atoning sacrifice. A sacrifice had to be made. In the Old Testament, we had the law, the Ten Commandments, and yet it was just people were struggling to keep those Ten Commandments, even though they're just as applicable over 2,000 years later today when they were Moses had the Ten Commandments. Yet God knew, because he loved us so much, that they kept sacrificing lambs, an animal, and the blood of the lamb for the sacrifice of our sins, so we would no longer be separated from God. And so all through the Bible, it's God's love letter pursuing us from Genesis to Revelation. A great book that talks about how much God loves us is called Love Beyond Reason. It was written several years ago by John Ortberg, and man, he writes some great books. One of them is one of the reasons that I do ministry. It was a game changer for me. Was if you want to walk on the water, you've got to get out of the boat. And Ortberg wrote this book called Love Beyond Reason. I also wrote another book that I know a lot of people like. One of our most loyal listeners, Sherry Matherly, who's been a guest on Hope Is Here, he wrote a book called It All Goes Back in the Box, talking about, he plays it off like the game of Monopoly when you get done and you have to put all the pieces and you may buy houses and, you know, own all these properties and things, and yet it all goes back in the box. And of course, when we die, okay, most of us go in a box. If you're put in a coffin, some people are cremated, and yet, I mean, you go in an urn then. But the point being is that, you know, we don't take anything with us. All that goes back in the box. I'd really encourage you to check out John Ortberg as an author. But he had this really good quote in his book, Love Beyond Reason. The cry of our heart is to be loved, and it's only the faint echo of God's desire to love us. Before you were ever born, you were beloved in the mind of God. And this is the deepest secret to your identity. It cannot be earned or won, but only gratefully embraced. Isn't that powerful? The cry of our, I want to say it one more time, by John Ortberg from his book, Love Beyond Reason. The cry of our heart to be loved is only the faint echo of God's desire to love us. Before you were ever born, you were beloved in the mind of God. This is the deepest secret to your identity. It cannot be earned or won, only gratefully embraced. So with that being said, I want to ask you today, what is your identity in today? Is it in your job title? Is it in how much money's in your bank account? How your retirement's looking? What car you drive? Where your kid, how your kids are doing in academics or athletics, your grandkids, what your children are doing, whether it's as kids or as adults. There's a lot of things that it's easy to get our identity in. And it's okay to like those things and to love those people. But we have to be careful about getting our identity in that. And that's why, once again, I just want to say, you can't love others until you truly know how much God loves you. And once again, that comes out of 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. We love because God first loved us. Well, I hope you will join us again tomorrow as I'm going to continue talking about love and what God's Word says about love, and just be reminded how much God truly loves you. So I hope you'll join us again tomorrow for Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.